The idea that, well, I will not trust God. See, that distance left her that choice. And that is the choice that you and I have to constantly make until we at least come to the place to where we don't think a lot about that anymore, because God has given us grace and good sense to know that there's no point in thinking about that. You trust God. You trust Him, just like Jesus did when He laid aside His divinity and stepped into humanity. He turned it all loose. And abandonment to God is the secret of living in God's grace and righteousness. We abandon ourselves to Him. See, that's what enables us to stand in community with one another and not be defensive or hateful or try to get our way above all and so on. Because we know that we are a member of a self-sufficient community that is sufficient to us. The only human sufficiency comes from joining the Trinitarian community through faith in Jesus Christ. That sufficiency then comes. But Eve turned away, and the outcome of that, I give you verses here which I think you're familiar with. Genesis 6:5 describes the historical outcome of the turn away from God that occurred. Listen to these words. Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And this is where God brought destruction upon the earth in the form of the flood. And He kept one man who walked before God, and that was Noah, and started over again. But then by the time you get to Paul, and Romans 1 tells the sad story, we're back to square one, as we say, in terms of human life. Listen to these words. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which were not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil. My, that's terrible. I don't want to even go on with that. And you know, today, people don't want to hear about this. One of the greatest indictments of moral theory in our centers of learning today is it cannot deal with evil. A lot of other things it can't deal with either. But it can't deal honestly with evil in the human heart. So now God's problem, in a manner of speaking, is how to be with human beings without destroying them and without eliminating their freedom to choose and to develop character into complete...